我想我们都非常感谢主。
I think we're all very thankful of the Lord.
每次看到年轻人在这里服侍主，我们心里面都很喜乐。
Every time I see the young people serving the Lord, I rejoice within me.
每一次 combined meeting 对我来说都是一个挑战。
Every time we have a combined meeting, it's a challenge for me.
因为我每次都要有人帮我翻译，我都得停下来。
Because I need somebody to translate for me, and I have to pause for him.
但是我看到年轻人在我们中间，我心里面就很喜乐。
When I see the young people with us, I rejoice.
尤其我礼拜三去参加看了你们的 outreach, 我在外面偷看的。
Particularly Wednesday, I took a peek from the outside of the outreach.
然后礼拜四你们又有这么好的感恩见证。
And Thursday night, you guys had a wonderful time of sharing and Thanksgiving towards God.
我简直不敢相信，只有200岁的美国能够跟5000年的中国一下子就学会了三句半。
And it's hard for me to believe that this the culture with the United States that.The history of the United States is only 200 years old. Can learn this, the three-word rhyme within the Chinese culture.
他们三句半讲得真好哈。
They did a really good job.
所以听说很多叔叔阿姨都说明年要请英文组继续做三句半。
And I heard that many uncles and aunties wanted you guys to do the same thing again next year.
我想感恩月一下快要过去了。
And again, the month of Thanksgiving is passing us by.
我们希望我们不是只有感恩节来过感恩节。
We pray that we're not just thankful in the season of Thanksgiving.
而是借着这个时间，我们在培养起我们该有的感恩的学习啊。
But through the season and this time, that we may cultivate and we may learn and practice our heart of gratitude.
让感恩成为我们的态度，让感恩成为我们的 lifestyle.
And that Thanksgiving is our attitude and it becomes our lifestyle.
而且是常常向主献上新鲜的感恩。
It's a perpetual offering of thanksgiving towards God.
刚刚唱的那首诗歌，他说 once again I give my thanks, and once again I pour out my life to you.
And the song that we sang earlier, once again I give you thanks, once again I pour out my life.
他说再一次我向你献上感谢。
So once again I thank you.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们永远都是有新鲜的感谢。
And I pray that we would often have this once again that I would give to the Lord.
今年感恩节有吃火鸡的，请举手。
Everybody who had a bite of turkey during Thanksgiving, please raise your hand.
这么多啊！那没有吃到火鸡的，请举手。
Anyone that not have a chance to eat turkey?
Okay. 其实我个人并不是很喜欢吃火鸡啊。
I'm not particularly fond of turkey.
我前两天看到一个这个教会里的小故事，说到有一个人打电话给火鸡公司。那个 Butterball Turkey Company.
And I heard of a story that happened to church. Somebody actually called the Butterball Corporation that has the turkey.
他说我家有一个火鸡，我已经冷冻了23年，我还可不可以吃
？So I kept this turkey frozen for 23 years. Can I still consume it?
听清楚哈，23年，你们中间很多人还不到23岁。
23 years. Some of you are not even that old yet.
那个人就告诉他说，只要你的冰冻箱是保持零度以下的话，就还可以吃。
And so the man told them, as long as your freezer keeps the temperature below 0 degrees this whole time, you can eat it.
他说只是它的味道不会那么鲜美，不够那么 tasty.
It's just that the flavor won't be as tasty, won't be as fresh.
所以打电话的这个人呢，就说，他说我也是这样子想。他说好吧，那我干脆送给教会好了。
And so the man says, oh, I thought the same way, so I'm gonna just donate to church then.
第一个我先声明，我们教会的火鸡都是新鲜的哈。
I want to say to everyone that all the turkey that you've eaten are fresh.
但是你看到这个故事，你也会很 sad， 很难过，对不对
？But when you hear the story, you're kind of sad, right？
好像我们把这些不要的东西，我们来归给神。
It's like we take what we don't want, we give it to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们永远要把最好的感谢来归给他。
But just we forever give our very best, our thanksgiving to Him.
而且我们每一天都应该要有新鲜的感恩。
And every day we ought to have something fresh for Him.
为着神，让我又能够有新的一天。
That I may have a brand new day before Him.
尤其年轻人，我们还有日子，还有。健康，我们都应该感谢神。
Young people, I still have a future. I still have my days and my health. We need to thank God.
我们应该用好好用我们的每一天，我们来荣耀神，好来讨神的喜悦。
With every day of our lives, we need to glorify Him and to please Him.
今天我要继续讲这个耶稣的讲论，因为已经到年底了。我一算时间，我发现我再不讲，我没有办法把我的东西讲完。
And I want to continue at the conclusion of this year, realize that you know we're coming to an end, and there's still so much to talk about.
哦，有关于耶稣的 teaching， 耶稣的讲论，我本来要讲七个，后来决定讲五个，现在变成讲三个啊。
Concerning the teaching of Jesus, I was going to I had seven sermons prepared, and then we truncated the five. Now we're only going to focus on three.
那今天我要讲登山宝训的结论。
And I want to talk about the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount.
那你们会觉得奇怪，为什么我讲结论呢
？And I, you may be puzzled why am I talking about the conclusion?
啊，因为以前的概论谁讲过了
？Because the general outline.Sermon on the Mount. Who spoke of that before?
啊，窦弟兄在七月份已经我去中国大陆以前拜托他讲了，好，去香港以前。
Before I left for Hong Kong, he was here speaking to us.
你知道吗？他那天站上来第一句话，他本来要讲的就是说感谢神，余弟兄今天不在啊，但是请我讲不把讲登山宝训这个题目。
His very first words were supposed to be, thank.Lord, that brother Yu is not here, that I, he's given me the opportunity to share on the message on the Sermon on the Mount.
但是因为那天是 combined meeting, 所以有威廉在旁边翻译。
Because that day was a combined meeting, and there was a translator standing right next to him.
所以杜弟兄的第一句话就是说感谢神，余弟兄今天不在。
So his words are truncated, so he said, thank God, brother Yu is not here today.
然后你们全场都笑起来。
And then all of you guys laughed.
为什么我不在？你们这么高兴
？Why do you rejoice when I'm not here with you？
害我不听信息的时候，我好难过。
I was listening to catch up on the messages, and I was so sad.
其实我知道了啊。
Actually, I understand the technicality.
所以一讲余弟兄不在，大家都很感谢神。
So when we say Brother Yu's not here, everybody praise the Lord.
那一天我们弟兄先讲登山宝训的重要。
And that day, our brother spoke of the importance of the Sermon on the Mount.
他讲的题目是说天国是我。
He says the kingdom of heaven is ours.
中间有一句话很重要，他说天国要成为我们的，我们必须先活出天国的实际来。
So in order for the kingdom of heaven to be ours, we must first live out the reality of the kingdom.
他讲了，在旧约，神把律法赐给人，叫人遵行律法。
He says that in the Old Testament, God has given the law that man may live by the law.
在新约，神把生命赐给我们，叫我们活出生命来。
But in the New Testament, God has given us life that we may live out life.
所以已经有这么好的这个概论了，所以我现在讲结论。
So this wonderful message has already been given us, so I'm going to conclude on the message.
弟兄姊妹，登山宝训，我相信对所有的基督徒来说，我们都是非常熟悉，而且知道它非常重要。
And I believe that most Christians are familiar with the Sermon on the Mount and knows that it's very important.
我们很小的时候，我们教会就有发奖品，就是弟兄姊妹们利用暑假，特别鼓励学生们暑假背圣经。
And when I was younger, we were giving out prizes to those who were young that they would spend the time during summer to memorize scripture.
例如说今年是背以弗所书。
And this year we're going to try to memorize the book of Ephesians.
下一年背腓立比书。
And the Philippians.
然后登山宝训是一定是我们的奖品中间的一个，要把登山宝训背起来。
The Sermon on the Mount is definitely one of those things that they wanted us to memorize.
弟兄姊妹，登山宝训是非常重要的一段圣经。
And it's a very important portion of Scripture.
那它到底它核心的信息是在讲什么
？What is the central theme of this message?
我们不要一下子就跳进去里面讲的每一个要求。
And let's not dive right into every requirement of the message.
弟兄姊妹，我们要先知道整个登山宝训，主耶稣为什么要讲登山宝训？
We need to understand the core message, the why did Jesus deliver this message?
他的核心信息其实是告诉我们，一个天国的子民，他该有的性情、该有的生活是什么？
And Lord Jesus is actually trying to tell us that the heavenly characters and the lifestyle, that the people of heavenly kingdom should have.
请大家记得哈，我们都是属天的子民。
I want everybody to know we are people of the heavenly kingdom.
我们是从天而生的一般人。
We are born from above.
只是在这个地上暂时经过就是了。
We are temporary going through this earth.
我们还要回到天上去的。
We are going back up toward heaven.
所以当我们在地上经过的时候
，So while we're pilgriming through the world,
神要借着我们这一般的人，活出属天的子民该有的性情。该有的生活。
God wants to use us that we may live out this heavenly character, the heavenly characteristics, the heavenly lifestyle.
只有当我们真正活出这些性情这样子的生活的时候
，It's only when we can live out these things,
我们才能够在世人中间真的像盐，真的像光一样。
We can truly be salt and be light in the world.
盐和光都是非常有影响力的两个很好的一个表号。
Both the salt and the light are types of influences, very good influences among people.
盐一来就让那个平淡无味的东西变得有味道。
The salt appears, what that which is bland has flavor.
盐一来就让那个腐败能够被防止。
And when the salt is applied, all the corruption, decay would go away.
光一来就把黑暗驱逐了。
And when the light comes, darkness is driven away.
光一来就带给人方向，带给人盼望。
And when light comes, it gives man direction, it gives man hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，神好像把我们这些基督徒撒在全地哈。
So as God has scattered us.Throughout the world.
我们在各地，我们是盐，我们是光，给这个世界带来生机，带来盼望。
No matter where we are, that we bring forth salt, we bring forth light, that we may have hope, we bring forth hope for this world.
所以，任何一个神的儿女们都应该要有属天的性情，要有属天的生活，要有属天的影响力。
So every child of God must have these heavenly characteristics.This heavenly lifestyle, the heavenly influence.
哦，所以我们在这里看见主耶稣来的时候讲登山宝训，他一讲完天国子民该有的性情。
And immediately after Jesus delivered this message, he talks about the characteristics of the people of heaven.
他马上就接着讲，我们看我们的纲要哈，只要看我，只要看我列出来摘录的重要的经文就好了。
You can look at the verses that I cited.
好，我们中文念中文，英文念英文。
Chinese or English, just read it together.
主耶稣说：“莫想我来是要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一话也不能废去，都要成全。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。”弟兄姊妹，你要知道，主耶稣在这里底下所有所讲的。
And everything that the Lord Jesus begins to speak after these verses.
他已经说到一点一话都不能废掉的。
He says not one jot or one tittle would be removed.
不仅仅全部都要成就成全。
Not only are they all going to be fulfilled.
而且对我们这些属天的子民的要求要远远超过文士和法利赛人。
But the requirements that is upon us surpasses that of the Pharisees.
啊，所以在这里让我们看见一个该有的一个属天子民的性情和生活。
Again, it talks about the characteristics and the lifestyle of the person who is of the kingdom of God.
今天先不管神的百姓活得怎么样。
And let's forget about how we actually live today.
你看，从颁布律法以来，到主耶稣讲这句话，中间已经隔了1500年。
Since the giving of the law till now, or till Jesus speaking these words, 1500 years has passed by.
我们只能用四个字来形容神儿女们在律法底下的生活。
Describe the way people live under the law.
叫做惨不忍睹。
And it cannot be seen.
神的要求是这个。
God's standard is so high.
啊，神的百姓活出来是这个。
But yet the people of God live so lowly.
该有却活不出来。
This is what we ought to have, but they could not live it out.
我想我们随便举一两个例子，该有但是却没有的那个例子。
I'll just give a couple examples of what we're supposed to have, but we don't have.
啊，年轻的孩子们，你们希望将来自己可以有自己的车子的，请举手。
Every young person, if you wish you would have your own car, could you please raise your hand?
爸爸妈妈，赶快看好，没有举手的都不要给他买。
Mom and Dad, take a look. Those who didn't raise their hands, you don't need to buy them a car.
假装有一天你终于有一辆车子了。
Let's say one day you actually do have a car.
这个车子什么都好，只有三个 function 不 work.
This car is wonderful, except for three functions that it doesn't.
你不要小看它哈 ，every function 每一个功能都正常，只有三个不正常。
Everything is great except for these three things.
够不够好
？Isn't that great?
你能不能说神对我的要求有100个，但是我只有三个达不到 ？It's okay.
Can you say God has 100 requirements on me, and if I only miss three, that's okay?
啊，你这辆车子什么都好，就是三个。第一个不能够开倒车。
And the first thing is that it cannot reverse.
所以你要找 parking lot 要很小心，你前面不能有车，因为你不能倒车。
You look for a parking lot, when you go find a parking space, you got to be very careful. Obviously, you can't back up.
第二个，它只能右弯，不能左弯。
Secondly, you only can make right turns. It can't make a left turn.
啊，第三个，它的雨刷不 work.
Thirdly, the windshield wipers doesn't work.
就只有三个不 work. 你要不要这个车
？These are the only three things. Do you still want the car?
还想要的请举手。
Anybody who still wants this car, raise your hand real high.
先生，你抓头发是要还是不要
？Sandra, did you want it?
No, okay. 100% 都不要了。
100% of the people don't want this car.
啊，例如说你爸爸妈妈给你买一个 laptop.
Okay, mom and dad bought you a laptop.
你每一次 power up 10 times 只有一次 work.
And 10 times when you try to turn it on, only one time will actually turn on.
其他的9次都 take 1 hour 才 up.
The other 9 times, so we have to wait an hour before actually boot up.
第二个，你每一次用大概每10分钟，它就会自动 shut down 一次。
The discover that when you start using it about 10 minutes, it'll shut down by itself.
然后你需要再 reboot 10 times 才有一次 up.
And then you'll have to reboot 10 more times before you find that one time it'll actually
reboot. 或是不要这么麻烦，你的 cursor 你每次打字的时候它 jump 来 jump 去，你们有没有电脑有这个问题？
Well, let's just say it's not that bad, okay? Let's say while you're typing and the cursor jumps around.
当我电脑第一次有这个问题的时候，简直不知道怎么办，因为我已经打字很慢了，打到一半它不见了。
My computer actually had this problem. I really type real slow, but all of a sudden the cursor would jump all over the screen.
然后把我不想改的东西改了，把我的字就乱七八糟的。
Things that I didn't want to change got changed, and it just jumbled up my writing.
后来我就上电脑到处去找，找到终于有一个 patch 能够每次出问题就 fix 它。
So I went online and I looked for a patch that would fix that problem.
你就晓得该有的 function 当它不能出来的时候，这个在这个 owner 的手中是一件很 upset 的事情。
And you discover that when these things, these functions ought to be, yet they do, are not there, it's very difficult for the possessor to use these things.
真的会很难过的。
It's very, very uncomfortable.
那这些车子跟电脑都是没有生命的，不行就再换一个就是。
These cars, these computers, they're lifeless. They do not work. We just change a new one.
你看，如果我们生了一个孩子，
but if we give them birth to a child,
十个命令他九个不听。
Ten commandments, nine of the ten he would not obey.
然后第二个，他从早到晚要发好几次，要弄好几次这个这个有情绪的问题。
And from morning till night, it's had lots of emotional problems.
他发脾气或者他愤怒啊。
Temper, tantrums, and he would be mad.
然后他除了发脾气，他不跟任何人来往。
And aside from being angry with people, he doesn't talk to anyone.
你不能说，哎呀，这个儿子不要了，换一个。
You can't say, ah, this is a bad one. Let me get another one.
所以你知道不可能的。
You know that's impossible.
但是我们就是很痛苦的，必须要接受这样子的孩子。
But with great pain, we receive this child.
那我们现在来讲到我们神的儿女们啊。
And now we talk about the children of God.
主耶稣神在西乃山借着摩西颁布的律法，希望他的孩子，他所造的人是这样这样这样这样。
In Mount Sinai, the Lord has given the law to Moses and say, "You are my people. These are the decrees, and these are the way I wish you would live."
哪里晓得一千五百年下来。
Not to, unknowing that after 1500 years,
神儿女们所有的表现叫神伤心又伤心，愤怒又愤怒。
All the display that the child of God, the children of God, is able to bring forth.
你从先知书里面，你读得出神心中的失望，神心中的痛苦。
Only brings God grief, and brings God pain.
好，结果主耶稣来了。
And then Jesus came.
他不仅仅没有在这里说，哎呀，我了解你们都是罪人，我来救你们。
Jesus then simply say, "Oh, I understand you guys. I am here to save you."
没有想到他一来把登山宝训先摆给神的儿女们。
Not realizing the very first message he delivered, the message he delivered, he gives us the message on the mount.
你去读马太福音第五章，你会发现有一个句型重复的出现。
And you discover that this particular saying repeated itself during this message.
他说：“你们听见有吩咐古人的话，说什么什么什么，只是我告诉你们什么什么什么。”
Says you have heard that it was said to those of old, but I say to you.
你们听见有古话说不可以奸淫。
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
只是我告诉你们。
But I say to you.
凡看见妇女就动淫念的，你已经跟她犯淫乱。
All who look upon a woman and lust after her, you've already committed adultery with her.
你们听见古话说不可以杀人。
You've heard that it was said to those of old that thou shalt not murder.
你说我奸淫杀人我都没犯。
So I've not done either of those.
主耶稣说只是我告诉你们。
Jesus says, but I say to you.
凡恨弟兄的就是杀人的。
All those who have hated their brothers, you
have murdered. 你骂你的弟兄是魔力的，你要下地狱的。就是你骂你的弟兄是笨蛋的。
If you call your brother a fool or mock, you are subject to hellfire.
你看我们多少人骂过自己的弟兄是笨蛋。
So how many of us called our brothers fool?
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道哈，主耶稣来在这里，不仅仅好像了解人活不出来。
Jesus not only did understand that we cannot live it out.
主耶稣来居然把一个更高、更不可能达到的一个天国。登山宝训给颁布出来了。
All of a sudden, he elevated that standard even higher, and he says, "This is the decree."
你们知不知道跳高比赛哈？这个
high jump
最高世界上的记录最高跳到多高？你知道吗
？You know what is the world record for high jump?
有没有任何人可以
？Anybody know?
两米多少？那个姚明多高？都不知道，所以你们都不错嘛，没有那么爱着迷篮球。你知不知道姚明多高？你只知道比你高。
How tall is Yao Ming?
Seven five. Okay, seven five. Okay.
7 feet 5 inches.
那个世界的记录是在1993年吧，我就记得不错。1993年，一个古巴的选手破的记录，到现在没有人可以破他。Yeah, Cuba.
There's an athlete from Cuba in 1993 has set that record, and no one's ever broken it.
他跳了2米45，2米45啊。
大
概八尺多一点 ，a little bit more than eight.
2 meters and 45 centimeters.
Yeah, 那个女生的世界纪录也是1980年破的，是2.09，到现在没有人破。
2.09 meters. That's the women's record, and still holds today.
好，你看哈，这是世界的纪录最高最高人，这个跳不止这么高，两米多。
That's the world record. I can't even reach that high.
Anyway, 那是 woman 的。
That's the women's record.
到现在这么多年，没有人可以破这个记录。
And all these years, no one can surpass it.
啊，我们都跳不过去。
None of us can leap that high.
我想我们中间能够跳过1.5米的已经很少了。我们以前小学就是跳第一粒扣子，从腰跳第一粒扣子、第二粒扣子，有没有跳过啊？
When we were younger, we count by buttons from our waist up, and you know, we're pretty lucky.
我大概跳到第二个扣子就跳不过去了。
Get, you know, by around the second button, and that's about it.
Okay, 所以主耶稣来。
And so Jesus came.
他说律法的要求一点一滴都不能废去。
He says all the requirements of the law they cannot be removed.
而且不光这样。
Not only so,
他的要求并不是2.45。
And his requirement is not just 2.4 meters.
而是245或是5米10米这么高啊。
It is tenfold of that magnitude.
他把一个更高的要求摆下来。
He's actually placed a requirement that surpasses what the people knew.
然后说天地都可以废去，我的话一点一滴都不能废去，而且一定要成就。
And then the Lord says that the heaven and earth can pass away, but my words will never pass away. They will all be fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道登山宝训在这里。
So brothers, you ought to know that when the Sermon on the Mount is decreed,
他不光在这里告诉我们一个天国的子民该有的性情和生活是什么。
Not only does it tell us the characteristics and the lifestyle the people of heaven need to have,
他在这里已经把救恩隐藏在这样子的教训里面。
And has already hidden the message of salvation into it.
就是在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
That it is impossible with man, but with God all things are possible.
所以我们读到后面，像罗马书就告诉我们，凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
So Romans 3:20 says, therefore by the deeds of the law no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
所以这个律法一出来，就让所有人知道我跳不过去，五米高我跳不过去。
So the law comes and says you've sinned. It's almost a 5 meter high. You know you can't pass it.
12尺，我不可能跳过去的。
12 feet high, I can't pass it.
所以要让你知道我不能。
So to let you know, you cannot.
但是问题，法利赛人跟文士都觉得他们可以。
But the Pharisees and the scribes, they all believe I can.
然后他们装着可以。
And they pretend as if they could.
其实，在耶稣的眼中，在很多人的眼中，知道他们不能。
But in the eyes of Jesus, in the eyes of many, they know that they cannot.
这是主耶稣来登山宝训很重要的一个提醒。然后接着，罗马书8:4告诉我们，律法的义要成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
Romans chapter 8 tells us that the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
请大家注意哈。
Everybody, please pay attention.
耶稣说，所有的一点一滴。都要成就。
Jesus says that everything will be fulfilled.
而在罗马书8:4就告诉我们，他成就了。
And Romans chapter 8 verse 4 tells us that it is fulfilled.
他真的成就了。
It really was fulfilled.
但是怎么成就的呢？
How was it fulfilled?
是不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
For those who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
所以你要知道，耶稣来。
So you need to know that when Jesus came.
他不光是赦免了我们的不能，我们的无能。
He did not simply forgive us of our inabilities and our inabilities to perform or to do.
而他是把那个人的那个生命和力量赐给了我们。
But he has come to give us the power so that we are able.
所以以弗所书3:20告诉我们。
So Ephesians chapter 3:20 tells us.
他说神能够照着正在我们里面运行的大力。充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
So according to the might and the power that is at work in us, that it will fulfill all that we can imagine or we can think of.
就是我们原来觉得我们根本不可能做的。
So those things that we originally think that we could not do.
我们连想都想不到，我们连求都不敢求的。
We could not even imagine it. We dare not even ask of it.
但是圣灵来了。
But the Holy Spirit came.
当耶稣成为我们的生命的时候，
So when Jesus became our life,
神能够照着这个正在我们里面运行的大力，
And according to this power, this great might that is at work in us,
要充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的，
To fully accomplish all that we can imagine, all that we can think of.
还是以弗所书三章二十节，你们没有打出来。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20.
在原文的里面是现在进行式啊。
And it's present progressive tense in the original language.
它是一直在进行的，它一直在运行的。
It's always working right now.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是登山宝训，我稍微简单的复习了。
And again, this is a quick review of the Sermon on the Mount.
它核心的信息讲到我们该有的性情，
again,
该有的生活。
The core message talks about our characteristics and our lifestyle that we're supposed to have.
而这个性情我们根本没有。
And this nature we do not possess.
所以我们这样子的生活根本活不出来。
So this kind of lifestyle we cannot live it.
但是登山宝训不仅仅告诉我们神的要求是什么。
But it simply does not tell us what the requirement of God is.
等于也提醒我们要来转向救主。
And it also reminds us that we need to turn to our Savior.
今天人需要的不是教主。
And what people need is not a.
我们已经懂得太多了，已经有太多的要求是我们做不出来的。
Not a teacher. Because there are a lot of requirements that we already understand that we cannot do already.
我们需要的是救主。
We need a savior.
所以我们一起来讲哈，我不需要教主，我需要救主。
I don't need a teacher. I need a savior.
我们一起来讲，我不需要教主，
teacher,
我需要救主。弟兄姊妹，这是整个登山宝训在这里提醒我们的。
Again, this is the core message of the Sermon on the Mount that is reminding us.
好，所以登山宝训结束了以后。
So at the conclusion of the message,
主耶稣讲了三个很重要的比喻。
Jesus gave three very important parables.
这三个比喻呢，都面临到拣选的问题。
And these parables all relate to choices.
这里讲到了两个路，
Here it
两个门路。
Talks about two ways or two paths.
这里讲到两种果树。
It talks about two types of trees.
在这里讲到两种的根基。
And it talks about two types of foundations.
然后在这里人都面对了一个拣选。
And so every man is brought to the point of making a choice.
你做了不同的拣选，就带来了不同的结果。
Whatever choice that you've made will bring about a different result.
所以请弟兄姊妹要注意到哈，登山宝训的核心问题。
So the core issue at the Sermon on the Mount.
不是在乎我们能不能的问题而已。
It's not a matter of It's not simply a matter of whether you can or you cannot.
而在乎我们要不要拣选耶稣的问题。
It depends on whether you want to choose Jesus or not.
整个登山宝训已经显明了人不可能达到神的要求。
The Sermon on the Mount already revealed to us that man cannot attain to the requirements of God.
如果西乃山的律法还不能叫我们有这样子的认识跟 realize 的话，
If the laws declare at Mount Sinai does not allow us to have that understanding yet.
所以要借着登山宝训帮助我们有这样子的认识。
So Jesus through the Sermon on the Mount will help understanding.
如果一个灯泡不能够叫我们看见自己身上脏的话，
If the light bulb cannot tell us that we are dirty.
神在这里借着探照灯啊，借着显微镜让我们看见我们的污秽。
And God uses a spotlight, uses a microscope to help us to realize how dirty and filthy.
让我们承认自己不能。
That we will acknowledge that we cannot.
然后底下就结束在三个选择上。
And then it concluded in these three choices.
所以弟兄姊妹，我再说，得胜不得胜，不是在乎我们能不能，而是在乎我们要不要。
Whether we are victorious or not has nothing to do whether we are able or not, but it has everything to do whether we want it or not.
活得出活不出，登山宝训这里所讲的各种的要求。
And whether we're able to live out all the requirements of the Sermon on the Mount.
那个 key point 关键的点不在于我们能不能，而在于我们到底要不要。
The key point is not a matter of whether you're able, but whether you want it or not.
所以你要注意到登山宝训为什么用三个拣选做结束的原
因。So you discover why the Lord used three different choices to conclude.
而是在乎我们到底羡不羡慕活出这个登山宝训来。
It depends on whether we admire to live out the things that He's talked about.
而是在乎我们愿不愿意活出登山宝训来。
Whether we are willing to live out the things that He's talked about.
愿意的话，耶稣基督他已经把救恩做得这么完全。
And if we're willing, He's already completed salvation so perfectly.
不再是靠着律法来称义。
No longer by the law are we justified.
我们借着宝血，借着十字架，借着基督的内住。
But by the blood, by the cross, by the indwelling Christ.
让我们可以活出 登山宝训的要求。
That we may live out the requirements of the Sermon on the Mount.
所以第一个讲道路，第二个讲生命，第三个讲真理。
So these three choices, the first thing emphasizes the way, the second the life, and thirdly the truth.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And so you find Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我
，Unless through me,
没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father.
不光是讲到没有人能够到神的同在去。
But、not only does it say that no one can enter into the presence of God.
也讲到我们没有一个人可以达到神的要求。
But no one can attain to the requirements of God.
只有耶稣是道路，是真理，是生命。
Only Jesus is this way, this truth, this life.
道路讲到代价的问题。
The way talks about a cost.
生命讲到源头的问题。
Life talks about a source.
真理讲到实行的问题啊。
And the truth talks about implementation, actualization.
啊，所以我们其实时间不够了，好，那我们很快的，我们就读纲要上的经文好。
Running out of time, so just gonna read the scriptures on your outline.
第一个讲到两条门路。
First one, it talks about two ways, two gates.
讲到耶稣是我们的道路。
That Jesus is our way.
如果不借着他，我们没有办法活出神的要求。
And unless through him, we cannot live out the requirements of God.
而且这一条路，圣经上告诉我们，它是窄门，是窄路。
And the scripture tells us it's a narrow gate, it's a narrow path, narrow way.
我们一起来读这节圣经。
Let's read it together.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。所以请记得哈，宽路是不用找。
And discover that the gate that is wide, the way that is broad, you do not need to search for it.
宽路是非常容易走。
And it's very easy for you to tread.
而且宽路上同伴很多。
And on this broad way, you have many companions.
我们刚刚听到威廉讲什么 ？Broadway.
Broadway.
这就是中国的这个一般城市的这个 downtown 里面。最热闹的金融中心差不多有百老汇 Broadway
usually the street name for the center of the city the center of the town is called Broadway
发财都是 Broadway
if you want to be rich you got to be on Broadway
只是最近的 Broadway 很惨就是了
recently Broadway is not doing so well
弟兄姊妹圣经上是讲到 Broadway 是非常容易你不要找大家都在
the scripture says you don't need to search for it's right there
上面很容易走的
and it's very easy for you to walk
也不太需要付代价因为潮流就是这样
you don't really need to pay any price because that's the current that's what everybody does
所以这个当我们在做选择的时候
so when we make a choice
我们需要上头来的智慧。
We need the wisdom from above.
很多的时候，我们在做抉择的时候
，A lot of time when we make our choices,
我们缺少属天的智慧。
We lack heavenly wisdom.
所以所罗门劝世人，他说不要依靠自己的聪明。
So Solomon admonished the world, do not rely on your understanding.
在我们一切所行的事上，都要来认定他，他必指引我们的路。
But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
所以很多时候我们在做决定的时候，我们就昏了头。
So a lot of time when we come to decisions, we lose our mind.
所以我们找伴侣的时候，都先找俊男美女，好容易。
Every time we look for companion for life, we look for someone that looks good.
我们找公司的时候，都先根据他付多少钱。
And we look for a job, we look based on salary.
我们做决定的时候都根据表面的。
And we make all our decisions based on the superficial.
那个脑筋不清楚。
Again, we don't have a clear mind.
有一次有个老太太摔了一跤，结果被那个。最近大家都在竞选哈，一个首相的竞选人突然把他扶了一下。
And an elderly lady stumbled and fell, and this candidate who's running for office saw her and gave her a hand.
这个老太太就非常谢谢他。
And this elderly lady really thanked him.
她说我应该怎么谢谢你
？And she said, how should I thank you?
她说你也不用谢我，下次投票的时候投我一票就好了。
He says, well, you don't really need to thank me. Just next time you vote for me.
没有想到那个老太太讲，她说我只摔伤我的脚，我的脑袋可是没坏。
And the lady says, I only hurt my leg, but I am still very clear up here.
就这边看，人家还是很清楚的。
She knows things very clearly.
那我们很多时候做决定的时候不清不楚的。
A lot of time we make our decisions, we're not very clear.
尤其有一个人跟一个乡下人传福音。
So a person was sharing the gospel to someone on the countryside.
一个很穷的农夫，他常常东西卖不出去。
And the man was very poor. Oftentimes he tried to sell his goods, he couldn't sell them.
他跟他传福音的时候，就先问他说：“他你将来想上天堂呢，还是想下地狱呢
？”So when he began to share the gospel, he says, "In the time, in the future to come, do you want to go to heaven or do you want to go to hell?"
没有想到这个农夫回答他，他说我种的花生看哪边卖的能够卖的好价格我就去哪。
So the farmer says, well, it really depends on where my stuff really sells. Wherever it sells, that's where I want to go.
啊，因为他不知道到底是怎么回事。
So he has no understanding, he has no clue what the gospel's about.
啊，另外有一个是讲到说，当然这个是纯属虚构的故事啊，这是假的故事。
All these things are fictional.
他说有一个人死了。
So again, a man died.
啊，就是他就到了一个地方。
And he went to a place.
啊，那边有个电梯。
And then there was an elevator.
然后一个电梯。
Elevator.
然后
escalator.
然后天堂也有 usher 在那，地狱也有 usher 在那。
And there were ushers standing by.
都有招待在那里。
The gate to heaven, and there's an usher by the gate of hell.
啊，所以上天堂的那个不是那个天使，就说你要不要到天上去看一看。
So the angel saw him. Hey, you want to come up here and take a look?
然后他说好，我去看一看什么样子。
He said, "All right, I'll go take a look."
就到了天堂，发现非常安详的一个环境。
He went and he saw a round of very, very peaceful.
然后每一个人看起来都非常的善良。
And everybody looked good.
然后但是呢，就是太安静了哈。
But it was so quiet.
那就是偶尔有人在那边唱歌，有人在那里唱诗。
But once in a while, people would sing and they would have a hymn.
他觉得时代很好，但是不知道总觉得跟他在地上生活不太一样。
And he thought it was pretty nice, but it's quite different from what I experienced on earth.
啊，所以他又再回到刚刚那个点上，那个地狱的阿舍就是我带你去看我们的地方。
And he got back to the entry place and he saw the usher to hell and he says.Go take a look.
没想门一开的时候
，And when the gates opened,
哇，那个热门音乐，大家跳舞啊，吃最好吃的，然后都是俊男美女在里面，那个非常就是他年轻就一直喜欢的生活。
It was rock and roll. It was hip. It was great food. People were dancing. It was the lifestyle that he longed for when he lived in this world.
有很多很好玩的东西。
And there was such a fun place to be.
他二话不说，我决定留在这儿。
He didn't say another word. He says, "I'm staying right here."
才讲完以后。
After he said those words,
那些俊男美女全部都露出狰狞的面孔来。
And all those beautiful people show their true colors.
啊，所有的那些热闹的东西变成地狱火湖，很可怕。
And all of a sudden, everything turned into flame.
他就很生气，他说：“这不是我刚刚看到的东西啊。”
He says, "This is not what I just saw."
没想到那个人跟他讲。
And then the usher told him.
他说：“亏你还在 Silicon Valley， 在硅谷做工程师做这么久。”
It is sad that you've been an engineer for so long in Silicon Valley.
难道你没有听过什么叫 demo 吗
？Have you not heard of the word demo？
这个每一个公司出产品的时候 ，demo 都是做得很棒、很棒、很棒的。
Every company when they bring out their products, they have a demo and everything looks so great.
很多是装假的，等你买去的时候都是问题啊。
And everything just kind of falsified, and when you actually purchase a product, all sorts of problems.
兄弟们，其实这个笑话跟我们今天很像。
This joke is actually quite real in our lives.
仇敌有很多东西吸引我们的心，眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲，你都会很享受的。
The enemy would come and draw us with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, everything that we would enjoy in this life.
我们喜欢人家夸我们、高抬我们。
We like when people elevate us and praise us.
我们喜欢吃得好、穿得好、享受世上最好的福乐。
We want to eat well, we want to live well, we want to enjoy all the good things of this life.
弟兄姊妹，这是宽路。
This is the broad way.
很舒服的路。
It's very comfortable.
而且很多人都走在这条路上。
Everybody's on this way.
啊，你不要付太大的代价。
You don't need to pay any price.
那弟兄姊妹，他说他的结局却是引到灭亡 ，destruction.
But it says that this end is destruction.
要走永生的路，要真正享受这永远的生命。
If you really want to enjoy the eternal life.
我们真要能够活出属天的性情和生活的话。
If you want to live out this heavenly characteristic, heavenly characteristic and lifestyle.
离不开这永远的生命。
You cannot depart from this everlasting life.
而要得到这个永远的生命，要来享受这个永远的生命。
And to have this eternal life to enjoy it.
主说你们要进窄门。
The Lord says you must enter by the narrow gate.
那个门是窄的，路是小的，找的人也少。
But narrow is the gate, difficult is the way. There are few who find it.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天你我没有刻意去找这条路的话，我们已经走在宽路上。
Brothers, if you and I are not deliberately looking for this way, you find that your feet are already on the broad way.
这条路是要刻意拣选，要去认真去找，而且真正走在上面的。
This way needs to be found, needs to be chosen by your will, and you need to walk on it diligently.
第二个
Secondly,
两种果树
There are two types of trees.
讲到生命，讲到源头的问题
Talks about the issue of life, the issue of source.
主耶稣在这里提了两件很重要的事
Jesus mentioned two very important things here.
一个是根据果子认出它是什么样子的树
So based on the fruit, you identify what kind of tree it is.
说到好树一定结好果子
So that a good tree will bear good fruit.
坏树结坏果子
And bad trees will bear bad fruit.
所以在荆棘上你摘不到葡萄的
So upon thorns, you're not going to find grapes.
在棘藜里面你找不到无花果
And briars, you're not going to find figs.
所以在这里讲到那个生命本质、生命源头的问题
And it talks about the very source, the very nature of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果不是从生命里面出来，你就结不出这个果子
So unless it's coming out of your life, you cannot bear this kind of fruit.
如果是荆棘、棘藜的生命，就不可能结出无花果，不可能结出葡萄
If it's the life of thorns and briars,You cannot bear fruit forth grapes and figs.
这个道理太简单了。
These teachings are very simple.
这个圣经我们太熟了。
These words we understand.
可是我们在生活里面很少去注意这件事情。
But in life, we seldom pay attention to them.
所以神不在乎我们，不是只是在乎我们所做的，更在乎我们所是的。
So God doesn't just simply care about what you're doing, but who you are.
到底他生命的本质是什么？到底这个源头从哪里来
？What is the nature of your life? What is the source of all that you are doing?
啊，这是第一件事情。
This is the very first thing God deals with.
告诉我们怎么样去判别。
And how do we make judgment or discernment?
主耶稣接着讲到第二个判别的方法。
And then secondly, the Lord give us another way of discernment.
是根据到底我们有没有遵行神的旨意。
It's based on whether we have done the will of God.
所以我经文没有空写在上面，他在那里讲到说。不是凡称呼主啊主啊的人将来都能够进天国
So the scripture says it's not those who call me Lord, Lord can all enter the kingdom of heaven
他说唯独遵行我天父旨意的才可以进去
Only those who does the will of my father can come in
他说那一天你会听见很多人跑来跟主讲他说主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗
And those days there will be those who will come and say Lord, didn't we cast out demons and we do wonders and we do miracles in your name
请大家注意哈
everybody please pay attention
他不光传道
he not only prophesied
可以赶鬼
and he cast out demons
可以行很多异能
has done many wonders
瘸腿的过来他一祷告发现腿好了可以走路了
the lame that would come he would pray and he'd be well he'd be walking
哑巴他为他祷告他可以说话了
those who are mute he prays for them they can speak
弟兄姊妹他可以行异能
They can do wonders.
而且更不得了的，他是奉主耶稣的名行。
And not only do they do wonders, they do it in the name of the Lord.
请问这样子的人今天出现的话，我们一定把他当作模范传道人，当作这个高档的、最难得的传道人。
And such a person that would emerge, we would elevate him and say, "This is a wonderful, wonderful speaker or a leader."
大家会不会有这样误会
？Would everybody have this same type of?Mistake.
And
we would say this person is very, very rare.
而且他不是光只重灵恩，他传道。
And not only does he focus on miracles, but he prophesied.
他赶鬼。
And he cast out demons.
他行异能。
He's done wonders.
更不得了的是，他做这些事情都奉耶稣的名。
And not only so, he does all these things in the name of Jesus.
我跟你讲，我们一定totally surrender. 我们觉得这个人太难得了。
And we would totally surrender. We said this is seldomly seen. This is a very rare person.
然后你却发现主耶稣称他什么
？But you discover Jesus was saved.
我们称他是模范传道人。
And we say that this is the model pastor.
我们高举他，觉得这是世界上少有的传道人。
We elevate him. We say that this is seldomly seen in this world.
但是主耶稣却说：“你这作恶的人。
”But Jesus says, "You evil doer."
弟兄姊妹，这是很可怕的事情。
This is something that's very, very scary.
所以你知道，耶稣在乎的是源头。
And Jesus cares about the source.
耶稣在乎的是生命的本质。
Jesus cares about the nature of life.
所以为什么有很多人他可以做很多好事
？So that's the reason why many people could do many great and wonderful things.
但是却不能得救。
But they cannot be saved.
因为他没有得到这永远的生命。
Because they do not have eternal life.
这个生命是必须信耶稣。在主面前认罪悔改，接受神儿子才有的。
This life only comes in believing in Jesus, acknowledging that you are a sinner, and receiving Him as your salvation.
只有这个生命长大成熟，它才能结出果子来。
Only when this life grows and matures can it bear fruit.
它才能结出神所要的果子来。
Bears a fruit that God desires.
如果他不遵行神的旨意
，But if he will not do the will of God.
这也不是神所要的。
This is not what God wants.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们在这里发现很严肃的问题，讲到源头的问题。
This is something that is very solemn. Talks about source.
好，那我们底下来看第三个。
And thirdly, we're going to come and look at.
讲到两种的根基。
There's two type of foundations.
说到真理。
It talks about the truth.
说到实行的问题。
It talks about the issue of actualization.
我们一起来读这段的圣经啊。
Let's read this portion of scripture together.
也是我们今年啊 VBS 的这个 central message.
It's also the central message for VBS this year.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌。因为根基立在磐石上，凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。刚刚讲到路的时候，其实我们每一个人这一生都在走路。
When we earlier talked about this path or this way, we are all walking.
只是我们拣选怎样的路，给我们带到不同的结局。
The way that we choose will bring us to a different end.
刚才讲到两种果树，圣经上也都说到，我们都在这里有一块自己的田，在那里耕种，要做勤劳的农夫。
And here it talks about two types of fruit trees. Scripture also says that we're all farmers. We all have a pot of land that we're diligent planting.
这里讲到我们也都在盖房子。
And here.This third example, Jesus says, we're all building a house.
我们今生每一个人都在盖自己的房子。
This life, every single one of us, we're building a house.
我相信你们都知道，这是指的属灵的来说。
I trust you understand what I'm saying, that I'm speaking spiritual terms.
我们每一个人这一生都是用这一生有限的时间跟机会在做自己的建造。
Every single one of us, with the opportunities in this lifetime, we are building something.
在这里讲到这个房子需要经过试验。
And here it says that this house will be tested and tried.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着这个房子。
The rain, the wind, the flood came and it beats on the house.
哥林多前书第三章说到用火要来验收我们的建造。
First Corinthians chapter 3, it says that all that we have labor, all that we have our workmanship will be examined by fire.
所以在这里讲到雨。水风在这里试验这个房子。
The rain, the wind, the flood, it came to test this house.
哥林多前书第三章说到用火来验收我们的 construction, 我们的建造。
First Corinthians chapter 3 says that it will also examine and test all that you build.
请你们注意到雨淋、水冲、风吹都有什么特点。
And please, this, what is the common characteristics of the wind, the rain, and the flood?
就是 continually.
And the word is that it's continually testing the house.
下雨，它不会下一滴的，它唰倾盆大雨，它一直在下雨。
It is not just a drop; it continues to fall. The rain comes.
洪水来了 ，tsunami 来了，它是水冲你啊，它一直冲的。
The floods came and keep gushing and rushing against the house.
大风来的时候，它是一直吹，一直吹，一阵又一阵的风的。
The wind blows and it beats on the house again and again.
所以一个讲到它是持续的。
And one thing is that it is perpetual.
它一直持续，一直持续，一直持续。
It continues and it continues and it continues.
第二个说到它撞着这个房子，它施压力在这个房子身上。
Secondly, it beats on the house, it applies pressure on the house.
所以到最后就显明了这两个房子。
And lastly, it will reveal the condition of these two houses.
到底能不能经得起考验
？Whether it can be tried.
还是被打倒了
？Whether it will fall or not.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们，听见我的话不去行的。
And Jesus says, "Those who heard my word and they do not do accordingly."
好像把这个房子盖在沙土上。
It says, "If someone has built a house on the sand."
哦，盖在沙土上容易多了。
It is so much easier to build on the sand.
你把棍子挖个沙洞放进去，合起来就好了。
It is very easy to dig a hole. It's very easy to put the post in there and just cover up the hole.
但是你如果要盖在磐石上的话。
But in order for you to build on a rock.
你光要找那个洞，你就不知道花多少时间。
It takes you a long time to hone out a hole.
你光为打根基，恐怕已经在磐石上打根基，恐怕已经是整个房子建造一半的 effort。
To lay the foundation on the rock is probably half the effort of the building.
但是你如果盖在沙土上的话，打根基大概最多不到5%的功夫。
And if you were to build a foundation on the sand, the effort is probably only 5% of what you're doing.
所以一个是非常容易的事情。
Again, one way is very easy.
一个是花功夫花代价的事情。
The other way would take you effort. It would take you cost your price.
但是弟兄姊妹， 这两件事情一定临到。
But brothers, these two things will come.
雨淋水冲风吹是我们今生就一直在面临各样的试验。
The rain, the wind, and the flood are the trials that we face in this life.
哥林多前书第三章讲到有火发现要来试验个人的工程如何，那是指的我们建主的时候要来验收的。
First Corinthians chapter 3 speaks of a judgment or the account that God will settle as we come and see our Lord at the end time.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一件很严肃的事情。
Again, this is something very serious.
我们听的主的话听的真的太多了。
We truly have heard so much of the Lord's words.
主耶稣说，将来我来的时候，我不审判你们。
And the Lord says, when I come, I will not judge you.
但是有审判你们的。
But there will be something that will judge you.
是什么？
What is it?
就是我对你们所说的话。
It's the words that I've spoken to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶稣再来的时候，他自己不审判。
Jesus, when he comes again, he himself will not judge.
他是用他的真理，用他说过的话来审判我。
According to his truth, according to the words that he said to you.
所以听见这些道不去行的，那就是有祸了。
But those who have heard his words, his teachings, and does not do them.
所以我们每次当我们听见神话的时候，
so every time we hear God's voice, God's
你真要活出来，你一定面对考验的。
When you want to live it out, you will be challenged.
历史上第一个听见神话，然后就考验失败的是谁？
In history, the first person who heard God's word and was tested and failed.
谁？
Who?
夏娃啊。
Eve.
然后第二个呢？
Second person.
亚当。夏娃失败是为什么？
He failed because
因为他听蛇的话过于听神的话。
Because she heeded the voice of the serpent more than the voice of God.
那亚当失败是为什么？
Adam failed because
他听太太的话过于听神的话。
He heard the voice of his wife far more than the voice of God.
不要误会，以为说不要听太太的话。
Please do not misunderstand me. I'm not telling you not to listen to your wife.
神造姊妹来帮助我们的。
God has given you a wife to be your helper.
所以对那些骄傲不肯谦卑听太太话的人，我们需要平衡，要会听。
For all the men who are prideful, won't listen to your wives. We need to humble ourselves and listen to them.
但是请你们听清楚啊，我刚才说亚当失败是因为他听太太的话过于听神的话。
But please hear what I said. Adam failed because he.Esteem the words of his wife more important than the words of God.
所以当神说话的时候，
so when God spoke,
我们对神是要绝对顺服的。
We need to be absolutely obedient to the words of God.
不然你自己出问题，你的家、你的后代都跟着你的妥协而受害。
You will be under, you will suffer not only you, but you, your family, and your descendants after.
所以不能够将来孩子出了问题，家庭破裂，家庭出问题的时候，你说都是你给我的太太叫我吃的。
And you can't say that when your family falls apart, when all sorts of problems come, you're going to say, oh, it is the wife that you've given me, God, that's caused.
就是一甸园发生的故事。亚当说：“就是你造的蛇叫我吃的。”不是夏娃说，然后亚当说：“就是你给我造的女人叫我吃的。”
So Eve said, "It is the serpent that you made that caused me to sin." And Adam said, "It is the woman that you gave me that caused me to sin."
弟兄姊妹，我们个人要向神负这个责任。
Brothers and sisters, each and every one of us needs to be responsible to God.
神的道。
The words of God.
如果没有道成肉身。
It did not become flesh.
如果我们没有真正在生活里面去操练它，去实现它的话。
If we do not actualize, we do not practice the words of God.
神的道还是神的道。
The words of God remain as the words of God.
我们还是我们。
We are still who we are.
神的话并没有改变我们。
God's word did not change us.
神的话并没有祝福我们。
God's words did not bless us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要让神的话真正的进到我们里面。
So brothers and sisters, in order for the words of God to really enter into us,
我们用信心与所听见的道调和。
We need to mingle the words of God that we've heard with faith.
我们用我们的生命与我们所听见的道调和。
And we need to mingle the words that we heard with the life within us.
让道能够成为肉身，变成看得见的。
That the word may truly become flesh, that it becomes visible.
你看，像圣经上讲说，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
And the scripture says that do not be deceived, God is not mocked.
人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Whatever you sow, you will reap.
然后在哥林多后书说，少种的少收，多种的多收。
And 2 Corinthians says that those who sow little, they will reap little. Those who sow a lot will reap a lot.
你看我随便讲两句话，弟兄姊妹，我们如果真去实行的话。
And brothers, just these few words, if you really put to practice.
你知道神的话充满了智慧，充满了能力，充满了救恩在里面。
God's words are full of wisdom, full of power, full of salvation.
我们种什么就一定要收什么的。
Whatever we sow, we will reap.
我们在收的东西很多是从前种的，你不要以为是自己倒霉。
Whatever we're reaping now is probably what we sowed before. Don't think that it's just bad luck.
所以我们说感恩节要学习向神感恩，要对人 show appreciation.
So when we say in this season of Thanksgiving, we need to be thankful to God. We need to be appreciative to other people.
如果我们真的能够对神对人长存感谢的心，你自己会收到更多的喜乐和祝福的。
You'll discover if we really have this thankful heart towards God, towards people, we will be blessed.
你种下赦免，你得到的是平安，是和平。
And if you sow forgiveness, and you will receive peace.
对你种下舍己牺牲，你得到是人的敬爱。
And you sow a self-sacrifice, you will reap the love of the many.
弟兄姊妹，你种下的是给，是舍。主说给就有给你的，神要把更多的给我们。
You sow more in giving, then you will receive more.
所以你看圣经上很多的话，弟兄姊妹，不是神不能够祝福我们，是我们没有去活出来。
The words of God, there are so many that are so real. It's not that God won't bless us, that we won't live it out.
所以有一个乡下人进城的时候
And there was a country person that went into town.
他发现城里的人都很聪明。
And he discovered that everybody here in the city seemed very smart.
大家拿的书都会念，报纸都会看。
Everybody holds a book, they can read, they can read the newspaper.
那他是个文盲，他什么都不懂。
He does not know how to read, he can't, distinguish letters.
后来他找到原因了。
Then he understood the source.
他发现因为城里的人这么聪明又认知，都是因为戴眼镜。
And he discovered that everybody's so smart because they're all wearing glasses.
所以他去买了一副眼镜。
So he went and bought a pair of glasses.
没想到戴上去以后还是不认字。
He put on the glasses and discovered I still can't read.
所以他就很生气地去找店主说你为什么卖我假货。
And he went to the store. He says, why did you sell me this thing that is fake?
你看别人戴的眼镜都会念，为什么我戴的这个不会念？
All those people that wear glasses, they can read. I wear glasses, I can't read.
弟兄姊妹，别人能够念。因为他花了这么多功夫受教。
Brothers and sisters, other people can read because they were taught. They pay the price to be taught.
他花了这么多的时间来成长。
And they spend time to grow.
属灵的事情没有捷径的，没有模仿的。
And the spiritual things, there is no imitation. There is no shortcut.
所以我结束的时候用这两句话，主耶稣在约翰福音十五章第五节告诉我们。
And I conclude with these words in John chapter 15. The Lord tells us.
什么什么什么以后你们就不能做什么
And the Lord says such and such and such and then can do nothing
前面那个什么什么什么是什么
What is that such and such and such
离了我
Apart from me
you can do nothing 你什么都不能做
Apart from me you cannot do anything
刚才 Aaron 带我们读的腓立比书四章十三节什么情形下我们凡事都能做
Philippians 4:13 Under what condition can we do all things
Through Christ, Amen. 借着哈，我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。这是中文的翻译。
Through Christ, by Him who strengthens me, I can do all things.
中文英文是讲到 Through Christ who strengthens me. 达比是说那我在他里面 In Him who strengthens me, 在他里面我得到力量。
Him I have strength.
所以你看见哈，一个是 apart from me you can do nothing.
And again, on the one hand, the scripture says apart from me you can't do nothing.
另外一个是 through Christ we can do all things.
And then it says through Christ we can do all things.
借着基督我凡事都能做。
And through Christ I can do everything.
离了主我什么都不能做。
And apart from him I cannot do a thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前求神帮助我们，整个登山宝训就是要告诉我们这件事情。
So brothers and sisters, the conclusion of the Sermon of the Mount is to teach us this very thing.
一面它的确很重要，它告诉我们这是天国的律例和典章。
On the one hand, it does tells us the decree of the heavenly things.
这是天国子民该有的性情和生活的表现。
It's the characteristic and the lifestyle of those who are from the kingdom of heaven.
但是另外一面，它却告诉我们一件非常重要的事情。
On the other hand, it tells us something very important.
就是离了主，我们什么都不能。
That apart from him, we are nothing.
借着主我们凡事都能做
By him we can do all things
那个关键在于我们怎么拣选
And the key has everything to do with our choosing
他是我们的道路是真理是生命
He's our way, the truth, and the life
那我们都来拣选他
We may all choose him
所以有一句话
And there was the saying
他说人这一生的结局
And the conclusion of this man, of man's life
不是由你的机遇、啊、由你的 chance 你碰到的运气来组成的
Your destiny is not by chance
But by choice.
Your your destiny is by choice.
而是借着我们的拣选来决定。
It's by the choices that you've made.
Now, destiny is not a matter of chance, but a matter of choice. 我们人这一生的结局和命运，不是借着你的机遇来决定的，而是借着我们的拣选来决定的。
Our conclusion or destiny is not by chance, but by the choices that we make.
我们唱332首，我宁愿有耶稣。
I'd rather have Jesus.
332首。
332。
我想我们就只唱第一节跟第三节。
We'll sing verse 1 and verse 3.
来。
Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are born from above.
Amen.
And that we are in this world.
Whenever we think of you, we are with grateful hearts.
是的，不是我们先来拣选你，是你先拣选的我们。
It's not that we've chose you, Lord, but you've chosen us.
让我们成为蒙恩的人。
That we are blessed.
也把我们摆在恩典的道路上。
That you place on the path of grace.
主啊，何等希望我们这一生，我们只有一个拣选，就是拣选耶稣。
We pray that there'll be but one choice throughout this entire life that we choose you, Jesus.
拣选你成为我们唯一的道路。
For you to be our only way.
我们接受你生命在我们里面的替代。
We'll receive your life to replace ours.
哦，我们更是愿意听见你的话就去遵行。
We want to be those who will obey the words that we've heard from you.
主啊，你祝福我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹和朋友们。
Lord, bless every brother, sister, and every friend that is here.
哦，在这个感恩的月要过去之前。
Before the passing of the season of Thanksgiving.
主，我们再一次献上我们心里面最深的感谢。
We once again give you our deepest gratitude.
把我们这一生都握在你的手中。
Lord, hold our entire life in your hand.
把我们藏在你爱的深处。
Hide us in the depth of your love.
常常用你的圣灵，用你的同在，用你的话语来浸透我们。
Immerse us often in your spirit and your words.
是的，我们每一次的顺服都会带来真实的改变。
And yes, every time we obey, it will bring about a true change.
我们每一次的改变都一定带来真正的祝福。
And every time we change, O Lord, bring about true blessing.
主啊，就帮助我们。
So Lord, we ask you.
让登山宝训在这里不是只是叫我们觉得惭愧而已。
But the Sermon on the Mount doesn't simply make us feel bad.
而是让我们带着荣耀的盼望，知道主的应许必要做成在我们的身上。
But give us a glorious hope that the promises of God would be accomplished in our lives.
因为你告诉我们，律法的义要成就在那不随从肉体。只随从圣灵的人身上。
You've said that the righteousness of the law will be fulfilled of those who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
你不仅仅救我们脱离了所有的不能和无能。
You not only have delivered us from all the helplessness and all the inability to do things.
你更是把那无所不能的生命和能力已经赐给了我们。
But you've given us that life and that surpassing power.
我们赞美你。
We thank you, Lord.
是让我们喜乐的来跟随你。
That we rejoicingly follow you.
让我们智慧的来拣选你。
With wisdom that we choose you.
让我们这一生到处都来活出你自己来。
No matter where we are in life, we will live you out.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.